Thanks for downloading this podcast. I'm Kelly Beatty of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead during May. During most of this month, the sun doesn't set until nearly 8 o'clock, so it's really not dark until well after dinner time. By then, you might even need lightweight, long-sleeved clothing or some bug spray to ward off the season's first wave of insects. This month will be your absolute last chance to see Jupiter before it dips from view in the evening sky. The King of Planets has ruled the night for several months now, but in that time, Earth has wheeled around in its orbit and left Jupiter nearly in a direct line with the Sun and on the far side of it. Look for Jupiter's gradually dimming beacon low in the west as soon as twilight starts to darken. In early May, it's above the horizon by about twice the width of your fist at arm's length. But by Memorial Day weekend, you'll have a tough time spotting it at all, low in the twilight glow. Yet Jupiter must have some pull, so to speak, among his planetary neighbors, because he's lined up something really special for his going-away party. As Jupiter sinks lower in the west each evening, the planets Venus and Mercury are rising higher from below. On the 19th, these three planets form a diagonal line that starts with Jupiter at upper left, and the other two hugging the horizon. But the geometry is much improved a week later. From May 24th to 29th, watch all three as their positions shift from night to night. And on the 28th, Venus and Jupiter are just 1 degree apart, about the width of your outstretched fingertip. To see this celestial dance, you'll need a clear shot at the western horizon. Start looking about 30 minutes after sunset. Meanwhile, even as one giant planet disappears from the evening sky, another appears. Saturn reached what astronomers call opposition on April 28th. That means it's opposite the sun in the sky, and it rises in the east at sunset and stays up all night long. Boy, I wish I could still do that. Give this beautiful planet at least an hour or so after sunset to get well above the horizon. Saturn won't stay that low for long. Watch how it nudges higher in the sky at dusk as the weeks and months go by. Although Saturn is obvious to the eye, you might confuse it with two bright stars in its general vicinity. Here's how to tell which one's which. These three bright beacons form a big, narrow triangle about three fists long. Its pointy top, at upper left, is marked by the bright star Arcturus. The triangle's other two corners are at lower right, with Saturn the one closest to the horizon, and the blue-white star Spica about 1.5 fists to its upper right. To their right is a compact, diamond-shaped quartet of stars, easily covered by your fist, that mark the constellation Corvus, the Crow. With all this planetary dancing going on, I hope you've saved a little energy to take in some stars and constellations. The evening skies of May don't feature any slam-dunk constellations like Big Beefy Orion, which has sunk from view in the west. But there is one obvious pattern that just about everyone knows, the Big Dipper. To find it, all you have to do is look up, way up. You should see the Big Dipper looming over you, with its curved handle bent upward and its four-sided bowl apparently overturned, as if dumping soup into some imaginary pot. Even though it's so well known, the Big Dipper isn't truly a constellation. It's what astronomers call an asterism, which is simply any group of stars that makes a pattern. The Dipper is part of a larger constellation called Ursa Major, the Big Bear. Right now, this woolly beast is on its back, with the stars of the Dipper's handle serving as the bear's tail, the bowl marks its back, and its head is off to the left. Many constellations and asterisms are chance alignments of stars that lie at different distances from Earth, but the Big Dipper breaks this rule. 5 of its 7 stars are equally far away, about 80 light-years from Earth. The two exceptions are at the end of the handle and on the lip of the bowl. What's more, these 5 stars are racing in formation across the sky at roughly 28,000 miles per hour. As a result, the Big Dipper's shape is very gradually changing. In 100,000 years or so, its bowl will flatten out and its handle will bend sharply. I think of the Big Dipper as the Swiss Army knife of the sky because it helps me find so many other key springtime stars. For example, find the two stars at the left end forming one side of the bowl. Sky watchers call these the pointer stars, and here's why. Draw an imaginary line through the pointers and follow that line downward by the width of about 3 fists. You'll come to a moderately bright star. That's Polaris, the North Star. You can use this little trick anytime you want. Just remember that those 2 stars point to Polaris. Are you surprised that the North Star isn't the brightest star in the sky? In fact, 45 other stars outshine it. But brightness isn't the North Star's claim to fame. Instead, it lies very nearly at the point where a line extended out into space from Earth's North Pole would go. So, as Earth spins throughout the night, Polaris hardly moves. Now go back to the pointers in the Big Dipper. Follow that line through them in the opposite direction, up through overhead, and 4 or 5 fists later you'll reach Regulus, the brightest star in the constellation Leo, the Lion. So now you can point to Polaris and leap to Leo. But wait, there's more. Follow the curve formed by the Big Dipper's handle until, about 3 fists away, you return to Arcturus high in the east. Congratulations! You now know how to arc to Arcturus. And did you know that you can even use the Big Dipper to tell time? It's really easy. To find out how, go to skyandtelescope.com and type star clock in the search box. That do-it-yourself star clock is just one of many features for beginning stargazers at SkyIntel's website. Take advantage of these beautiful late spring nights. The stars will look even better if you can get away from bright city lights, say to a suburban park or maybe even out in the country. So happy sky watching, and until next month, I wish you clear skies.